Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is The Audacity of Time, given by your host, Philip Binder Ajisafe. I am the presenter, Cassandra Jobe. And if you're calling in, please put your phones on mute. And please enjoy the broadcast, and may God bless his ministry. Thank you.
Listener, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I welcome us all over the globe. Happy New Year. And as we crossed over into 2020, I pray that Lord God, in his infinite mercy, will give us safe sail to the end of this year. Thank you. Today's topic on this broadcast is titled The Audacity of Time. The Audacity of Time. As we all know, listener, this is a Christian broadcast. It's not about religion, but it's about to get us aware that there is God, the creator of heaven and the earth, all things seen and unseen. The audacity of time. What is time? I may not be able to give the accurate description of time, but I just want to give us about few properties of time. Time, divine, the process at which we can calculate breathing and the year, just as Bible said in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, in the creation, when God created time. It doesn't say time, but when he created things to determine the time. Let me quickly read Genesis chapter 1, from verse 14 to 18, quickly. He said, "Then God said, let there be light in the firmament, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the star also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God says that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. In this scripture, we see the God Creator give us sign so that we'll be able to calculate the time. Like I said, the audacity of time. One of the major properties of time or characteristics of time is time is linear. It always goes forward. No one can stop time. Time is not reversible. And it's not dependent on any humanity. God is the creator. He maintains it. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, to, let me read verse 1 first, and I will summarize it because of our time. It reads us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose in the heaven. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. If we link the passage that I just gave to us, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 18, we see the creator of humanity, because of his love for humanity, how he has, in his wisdom and his understanding that pathfinding, just don't want us to create and make his, make us or make things and effects absurd. He created some elements to give insight to determine time. Within the time, we have season. For instance, about a few hours ago, we can say 2019. There is a time, duration within the calendar of humanity that we can say this is a year. There is a time frame within the day that we can say a complete one day. For instance, we know 60 seconds make 1 minute, 60 minutes make 1 hour. 24 hours make a day. And then, so on, we can use time to have an insight for a day, a week, month, year. Within the time, we have season. Remember, we are talking about the audacity of time. The audacity of time. And I've given us the characteristics of time. Within the time, there is a season. Season has no effect or anything to do with time, but it occurs within the time. The passage that I read, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. Remember, God created time and is reside in the realm above time. I'm going somewhere. You might ask, why you differentiate between the season and time? For instance, within the time of a period of a year, which is 12-month calendar, we have various different of season, or which we can call attached to weather changes, even within a day. This season, we have winter, we have summer, and so on. But with time, no one has control of time. When we talk about season, we can walk through the season. For instance, we can make preparation for season within the time. In the winter, in the region where we are in the United States and some other countries, when we have a cold temperature, you wear appropriate dress to be able to function during this season. In the summer, it's not advisable to dress like in the winter if something is right with that person. I'm using the natural phenomenon to carry us into the realm of the spiritual. The Bible says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what Jesus said, and make us to know. And as we know, as believers, we know he's a spirit. Time, man has no control. In the rainy season, you dress appropriate to match, to give us the enablement to function during the rainy season, and so on. But with time, God created it and is in control. He alone is in control of time. No man, no one can do it. Whoever that says he can do it is a lie. In the scripture, in that scripture that I just read for us, Ecclesiastes, the book of Preacher, chapter 3. When you read from 5:1 to 5:8, I believe, you will see the season, about 28 seasons. Solomon, as God gave him this wisdom, different type of season of life within the time. When I mean say time, I'm not talking about a year, a day. I'm just talking about the object, time. And that's why I gave us the characteristics of a time. I can summarize it and say time is like a period that defines a season within his own sight. For instance, if you read, Solomon gave us seasons of life. And it's about 28 fold. And if you look at the human life, it's a wheel. Let me just run through it as I just jot it down. He said, this season and the time of season is a time to be born, time to die. Plant, block up, kill, heal, break down, build up, weep, laugh, mourn, dance, cast away stone, gather stone, embrace, refrain from embracing, buy or acquire, lose or take a loss, keep things, cast away things, rend, that is to tear, sewing together or join together, keep silent, speak your mind, love, hate, or to make preference, make war, and make peace. This is about 28 season of life. And this season is a time on its own. Within the time, lifespan. A person that was saying that lived for 10 years is a time. But within 10 years, there is a season. Listen up. God is so good. And that is why I'm telling us, God is the creator. And when we want to bring this downward, we can say God and time. What is God and time? You know, we have some saying in the physical world. We always say time management. Time management. But the reality, the truth of it is that no one manages time. No human being can manage time. It looks like oxymoron statement. But of course, it's acceptable. And look like two words that are contradictory. When we talk about time management, in reality, what we know, what management means is that adjusting resources to accomplish a goal. That is, when we refer to management, to manage things, is to adjust resources that you have to accomplish a goal. And then when we talk about time, like I said, I'm not trying to give an exact definition of a time, but we can say the progress the earth makes in circling the sun. That is, let's face it, nobody manages time. The only thing we manage or we can manage that God gives to humanity is our activities. We can manage our activities, but we do not manage time. Get that clear. Well, speed it up, slow it down, put it on hold, go back in time, or go forward in time. That is activities, not time management. Let me repeat. What management means adjusts in resources to accomplish a goal. And when we talk about time, like I gave you the characteristics of time, is the progress the heart makes in circling the sun, just like the Bible said. The big star in Genesis 1 that I was giving, I just read to us. But the oxymoron statement of humanity is time management. Time management. We don't manage time at all. It's our activities. In this essence, we can speed up our activities. We can slow down our activities. We can put all on hold our activities. Within the time, we can go back to our resources that we have, or we can go forward within the time to achieve goal. And that is what we do as a humanity. Time, you cannot manage it. And let me clear to you, God doesn't manage time either, because time doesn't apply to him. Like I told you, he created it. I'm just trying to uplift our soul, because he's the creator. He's aware of the marking of time on hearts. But God himself is above the time. His time, you know, is timeless. Eternity is not unlimited. Eternity is a realm without time. God is eternal. The limited language that we have, we say, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. If you read Psalm 90, verse 2. That is within the limited language. God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. When you can see that one in Revelation 22:13. Now, all what I've been saying, when you don't have control over the time, that activities. So what does audacity of time mean to us? What does that audacity of time mean for us? Unlike us, God is never surprised by anything. Therefore, in this new year 2020, as you are listening to this broadcast, within the time, on our time, the time, 2020, when you are surprised by an unforeseen event, when you are surprised by unforeseen season in your lifetime, if within 2020 and beyond, remember, God saw it before it happened. God saw it before it happens. It happened before any season, because he created it. We can be thinking, and like, I want you to consider what I've just said. We don't manage time. We manage resources. And that's why I say, within the time, whatever it is happening, unforeseen, imagine or thinking or real, we should remember this. God saw it before it happened. He knows what I and you we need. We can trust him. He knows what you and I, me as the speaker today, need. I may not know what I need. But the only thing I want us to do in this time, as we are listening to this broadcast, is that we should cast our trust on him because he is able. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Within their time of life, in the book of Daniel chapter 3, when they are facing the trials, they know the emperor Nebuchadnezzar. They see the fire. But they put their trust in their season of trial within their time. And they declare to him, I just want you to know, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery, burning furnace and from your hand, O King. Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. Brethren, listeners, as we are listening to this year, and as we are journeying in this year, within the time, there will be a time, a big changes in various of seasons for our life. But we should remember, God knows what we need. We can trust him. Even the heart might be removed. Even the actions can go to a cosmic level. What if your struggle and my struggle were not just an ordinary war with ordinary weapons? What if the war involved even shaking the mountains and causing the seas to roar? It makes no difference. God is a refuge for his people against everything actual or imagined. You can see this in Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verse 1 to the end. In conclusion, as we are burning this plaint of 2020, I want you to hear this and watch it. The Lord will guide us continually and satisfy our soul in drought and strengthen our bones. We shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Isaiah 58, verse 11 to 12. When we are standing at the brink of an obstacle or challenge, though it is difficult to remain optimistic, sometimes it is not the baggage we carry, but the path ahead that stir up discouragement in our souls. When we are in a desert experience, the new year may not feel like a new beginning at all, but on that time's days, God is our greatest asset and deepest hope in the new year. He changes situations and the hearts of people in an instant. When we are stuck and afraid, he offers strength. Begin by asking him how to pray for the new year and in the year, and to open your eyes to his endless possibility. Happy New Year. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You'll be notified of any upcoming broadcasts by social media. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.